I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research has shown that palliative care enhances the quality of life for children living with serious illness. To talk about pediatric palliative care is Dr. Conrad Williams, Medical Director of Palliative Care at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Williams, you are the first full-time palliative care physician at Children's Hospital at MUSC. Can you tell us, first of all, what are we talking about when we talk about palliative care for kids?
So pediatric palliative care is specialized medical care for children with serious illnesses and their families. The focus is on providing comfort from the symptoms and stress of a serious illness, and the goal is to improve quality of life for both the patient and family by anticipating, preventing, and treating suffering. And this suffering comes in many forms: physical suffering, emotional suffering, social suffering, spiritual suffering. And as a result of that, we really work as an interdisciplinary team. So a team of nurses, doctors, child life specialists, volunteers, chaplains, a large team that cares for these children.
What does this really look like sort of day to day in your division there at Children's Hospital?
You know, we meet once a week as a formal team and talk about all the patients that we are caring for in the hospital. We talk about a lot of the different challenges that these patients and families are facing, and so we might be able to help with pain and symptom management for some children. For some children and families, it's facilitating communication between the patient, the family, and the healthcare team. For other families, we're helping to define what their goals of care are. We can also help families to understand diseases and what their treatment options are and how to navigate a pretty complicated healthcare system. And we can also help with some of the psychosocial needs of these families, so spiritual support, navigating some ethical concerns as well.
And what sorts of illnesses do you typically, or does your team typically, get involved with?
Yeah, so a whole host of different illnesses. So we might get involved in patients with various cancers. There are also diseases that patients might be born with, like neurologic conditions or genetic conditions that there is no cure for. And so it's a lifelong, oftentimes a shortened life expectancy, but they face a lot of challenges throughout those years that they're living with those illnesses. So it's really a vast spectrum of conditions that we work with.
And I mentioned that palliative care for children enhances the quality of life for those children and for their families. What are the other benefits of this specialty in medicine?
So enhanced quality of life is certainly the biggest benefit. But other things shown in the evidence is that these patients who are receiving specialty palliative care services have improved symptom control. The burden on caregivers is reduced. And then also, most importantly, but maybe not so much evidence-based, is that patients and families really feel empowered in their health care after working with a palliative care program.
And is it important when we're talking about children for the palliative care team to get involved early on in the illness?
It is. So really, the earlier, the better. And unfortunately, probably one of the biggest misperceptions about palliative care out there is that it's something that should only be offered once all curative options are nearly exhausted. And palliative care and curative care are not mutually exclusive. In fact, they can be very much synergistic in enhancing the care that children are receiving. And so the role of our team is to support the child and the family throughout that journey, whether it ends in cure or if it's a disease that doesn't have a cure, at least supporting them through the entire course of that illness. I think it's important to note that all physicians and nurses should feel comfortable providing some basic primary palliative care. So if they have simple questions about their care, that's great. But if there's some more advanced needs that their doctor may not feel comfortable handling, then the family should just ask their physician for a referral.
Dr. Williams, thank you so much for providing this update about pediatric palliative care.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.